Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Mac, and you're listening to Mac's Musings. This is going to be my second attempt to reach my guest, which is David Simons, and he's going to be talking about the Lakeland Area Music Festival, also known as Lambfest. Hopefully he'll answer this time, and I won't have to try to fill time while I'm
Hello.
Waiting. Hi, David.
No, he's out here. Who do I have here?
Oh, this is Matt. He gave me this. Okay, so I guess I can't do the show tonight if he's not there.
What show? Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Dave.
Okay. Well, for the people listening, I'm live on
One
the
second.
Air.
How are you? What?
Is this David?
This is David. Hi, how are you? Sorry I missed your call. I had someone else answer while I was talking to some other people. I will stop back by.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. Many blessings.
Okay.
I'm with you. Yep,
okay.
I just got to answer this.
Okay.
I'm right here.
Okay, well,
what do you mean?
We're live on the air, just so you know.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I have a lot of... Okay, I'm shutting in. You guys make it for that way of getting it back. Hi, Mac. How are you? God bless you.
Hi.
I got a whole bunch of the solar eclipse people here, and they're wanting to watch the eclipse because we're in a full eclipse zone. So I told them, go ahead. Why wouldn't we, right?
Yeah, why not?
So that's what we have going here tonight.
Okay. Well, for the listeners, why don't you give them a little biography about yourself?
Get out of my way. I'm sorry. I got to get my...
Are you still there?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm right here with you, but you must give me 3 minutes.
Oh, that's okay. Just so you know, I don't have an editing suite that I can take any of this out. So it's gonna
okay.
All...
It's okay. I guess we're keeping it real. I'm here.
Okay.
So anyhow, God bless you. We're
okay.
Here to talk about the Lakeland Area Music Festival, the Lambfest.
Okay.
This is just.
Before
you
we
can
start,
ask me any
just
questions.
So people, people know who you are, if you would give a little biography about yourself, that would help some of the listeners.
Okay. Hi, my name is Dave Simons. I own a little farm up in northwest Pennsylvania around Conneaut Lake and Pymatuning Lake, PA, right on the Ohio border. This Lakeland Area Music Festival happened absolutely by godsend, and it's a blessing to myself and my family in honor of my son, but it's also a blessing to all the bands that love music and want to get it out there. So, I mean, come to the Lambfest, get, you know, chill, grill, fulfill, get connected with each other, feel the vibes, like actually live and love life. It's going to be a wonderful time. That's all I know about me, except I'm a simple carpenter, and I worked hard all my life, and I know what it is to not just live, but to work in that. And you work and you pay your bills, and that's living. But we're going to get out there and actually live and stay connected with each other. It's about living and connecting with each other and, you know, a little bit of love in life. It's big. It's small, but it's big.
Yeah, I hear you. So, are you the one that thought this up, or was it like a collaborative?
It wasn't a collaborative. I didn't really think it up. To be honest, okay, I'm going to say it like it is. 12 years ago, some four young men came up to my son's door about 1:30 in the morning, and, knocked on the door, said, hey, our car's broke down. We need a little help, whatever. He opened the door, said, hey, you know, I got you. What's the problem? one of the kids got nervous. They were going to rob him. They got nervous, and I guess they shot him in the chest is what happened. They ran off because they were young 20-year-old men, children in the way of life, and didn't understand, mm-hmm. you know. So he lost his life, but they all four went to jail. And the saddest part is they all lost their life, too, for 20 years. So there was no win in it. But my son liked to he liked to play music. He had a couple friends, Puddles and them guys. That was the kid's nickname. I'm sorry, Puddles sounds strange, but that was his nickname. And sorry, I had to catch myself. They were playing little music in the basement. No, they started putting together some stuff, and they had maybe a two sets possibly ready to go, like 45 minutes for sure of some songs. The second one maybe 35, 40 minutes, but they were ready to actually do a couple small gigs and really get it out there just for themselves. Mm-hmm. I used to go over and sit with them every weekend. Well, after that happened, and my heartfelt sorrows for those boys and my loss for my son will never be forgotten, ever. We started doing small music festivals. I would hire one or two bands and put a pig roast on and like feed everybody and have people come here every in the midsummer fall to, you know, to get right with life, I guess, just to feel life, not be disconnected. Maybe we could stop a little less of, you know, the thoughts of people wanting to do the wrong things or whatever. So we have been doing that for the last 11 years since. And this year I reached out for a couple of bands and, I don't know what happened. I guess it was godsend, because 45 minutes later, here I am hit back with 200 plus bands that said, "Hey man, you know, we got you. We want to come play for you." So I had to change my one weekend that I thought I was going to do something good for everybody in the community or just have them come out and live and love some life. Mm-hmm. And there were so many different styles of bands that I had to do. Like the whole first weekend in July was going to be all styles of rock and roll. You know what I mean? These people love rocking, so that's what it's about. You know, soft rock, classic rock, medium rock, heavy rock, whatever. Music, right? The second weekend mm-hmm. is going to be like blues, reggae, any and all of the folk music, like, you know, bluegrass, and any type of folk music that comes along. And there's folk country or country folk, you know, people that sing country songs that are folk songs. So, I mean, country songs stem from folk music. So that's mm-hmm. kind of cool, too. And so all types of that. And there's some actually folk rock people that can play some rock songs and it's folk music, too, because it's, you know, comes from the heart. The third weekend, we'll be doing some, like, rockabilly, country rock, country of all styles, whatever they bring on. Is what it is, right? That's because we're just going to live and love life, but all styles of country. The fourth weekend, hoorah, give it up to new age and different things, because, hey, I love all music, and when I was a kid, when I listened to rock and roll, I remember my grandparents and parents saying, "Why are they listening to that stuff?" And then they would say to me, "Why are you listening to that stuff?" And I'm like, "Well, it's what I like. It's my music." So the fourth weekend, you know, the next generation needs to know that they're connected to us, too. Know that mm-hmm. we're, you know, they're connected to us, too. And so that weekend's for alternatives, the techno, freestyle rap, dubstep, any of the alternatives. There's pop music that's, you know, it's considered some alternatives. So, you know, whatever they're bringing, we have an alternative music weekend for the fourth weekend. I just want to bless everybody. All the bands that give up some love like that, I want to bless you too for putting me out here. I mean, that's pretty big. I absolutely appreciate you, Miss Cheryl. I really do. God bless you for your time, for real. And Jason and all the other guys and Ian. Those are Ian Hemme. He's been very helpful when I first started. They're organizer kind of guys, and they have bands, but they know a little bit. And since then, there's a lot of bands that have reached out and willing to do some organizing, and I'm surprised that I've been such an amount of love from them. Their creativity is great, you know. And the other thing is, I was recently trying to figure out all these stages and some sound and lighting. And then there's a few sound and lighting guys that are starting to hit me up a little bit saying, you know, let's come out and just figure it out for you to help out. Any other guys that want to help with that, that would be stupendous. Just reach me. You know, I'm on there every day. I try to be connected. I don't want to not take time and not stay connected with them. I work for the during the day, but I take time and I get on the Lakeland Area Music Festival group on Facebook. We have the lakelandareamusic.com for signups for all types of things, sound, lighting, other, like any volunteers, that kind of thing. You know, the volunteer thing is beautiful, and I hope that some of them, you know, more of them, but we're doing good here. It's coming along good. My stages didn't make it in because of inclement weather, but they're supposed to be here tomorrow or the next day, which I'm praying for that because I can get them fairly set up fairly fast once they get here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I still have time for that. I still have time for that. Thank God it isn't complicated. You know what I mean? I mean, it is complicated, but it isn't. I'm a carpenter, so I can build. Once the materials is here, that's what I do. I'm a carpenter. I build. So that'll go really fast. The biggest thing is, like, you know, making sure all the sound's good for all these bands to, like, really chill and grill and put it out there clear, clean, serene. You know what I mean? Good music, if it's clear and crisp, it sounds good. The people are going to love it. So that's what it's about, is all these bands giving out some creative love to the world. I am trying, and I would hope that we can get it live streamed to every country in the world to let them see. You know, these are independent artists. They're the best they are. Believe you me, there's a lot of big names out there. There's a lot of big names in here, as far as I can tell, because, hey, if you play music, you're a big name to me. I love music, right? So all these indie artists are coming, and it's beautiful. So if I'm able to get it out to the world that they can see real America, the real people that put on their work boots, they went from gig to gig, they went from bar to bar, they learned their trade, they're good at it. Let the world see that. A lot of them are going to play a few covers, and there are, you know, people that are going to play covers, but a lot of them are going to bring on some original music that they've written. So that's going to be actually really stupendous, and I don't know what else to say. All four weekends in July, Lambfest, God bless you one and all. Hey, let's do some earthquaking, music-making, groundbreaking good times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what we want.
So
that's what we want to do.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. All I was going to ask
I'm
you,
sorry.
I mean, I already know the answer, but just for anybody that may not have heard the other show with Jason, you're also looking for vendors. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up because it was slipping my mind. But you know what? People got to eat while they're enjoying themselves. A full belly makes you feel happy. So that's part of it. So any vendors that want to get out there and bring on some good cooking for people to enjoy, or if you just do your own crafts, leather works, make bracelets, bead works, necklaces, tie-dyed shirts, tie-dyed hats, whatever it is, you know what I mean. The bands, I pray all the bands bring on some merchandise because they're being creative about that too. So you're getting unique crafts from them as well. You know what I mean? And I think that would be wonderful. And the more vendors that want to join up and be a part of this, get your wares shown. We will have somebody coming around. I'm sure. I'm hoping that you come and you might be able to podcast from there. We could talk to a few of them along with some of the artists and people that are there. Like, just let people see what real is. It's really cool. Get connected. That's what I've been. Oh, and tonight I got to tell you, quite by accident, because of the eclipse, there's about 67 campers here right now to watch the eclipse. That's what I was doing when you first called. My apologies for being a little bit tied up, and it was going a little bit exciting. But I was just glad to have them here, and I was getting connected with them and showing, hey, this is about life and do your thing. Get a little campfire going. Watch the eclipse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If that's what they feel, if that's what they feel them, I'm feeling it with them. I'm with that. I'm with that. I'm just, you know what I mean? Because of my son, I reached out for him. I reached out for a few bands, and God knows I couldn't afford probably more than that with everything I have in life. But when they reached out back at me and said, we're coming that big, I'm a hillbilly. I said, I'll pencil you right in. By God. You know what I mean? And then as it started growing, a few friends around me started stepping up to the plate for, like, all these stages. I have a friend of mine that works in the oil industry, and they have these mats that they drive the oil rigs out onto the swamp areas to do their drilling and stuff, and he had extra mats. So I started buying mats from him, and they make nice stages. They're 8x16, and they're solid enough to drive a truck on, so I'll put two of them across. The stages would average 32 feet across the front, and that should be enough for the front part, and then it'll be like 10 feet deep, and then I was going to put a center raised stage for the drummers, because the drummer needs to be up a little bit, one, to be seen, and two, for his thump to sound correctly for the music to be sounding correctly. I don't know why, but sound men and technical people know better than I. But that's cool. I mean, however they want it, that's how it is. I mean, that's just the best we can do is what it is. If they want it raised two steps, raise two steps it is, baby. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because that's their job, so they know what they're doing.
Yeah, and as long as I make it to what they need, then they're going to make the best music you ever seen on the planet for all of us to jam with, you know, to get it out there and get it streamed out to the world. That's an intensity. And I don't know the actual count of bands. Most of them are in it to win it, and they're in it to give some love. And I don't know if a few have dropped out, but the last count for signups, the total number of bands that were for all of them together, because some of these are multi-talented artists, and they're signing up for, you know, some of them for 3 weekends, some of them for 4, some for 2. They're multi-talented. That's what they do. You know what I mean? That's how it is. When you're good, you're good. So all of those acts totaling with the bands that are coming, the acts total over 657 minus whoever can't make it. And God bless them too. You know what I mean? It is what it is. If there's something more important that takes care of their electric, their heat, their meat and potatoes for the kids to eat, whatever, I bless them for it. That's really what it's about, the real truth of life. Taking care of the kids, right? Because them young men could maybe have been different. And if we make our young men in the next two generations different, one generation at a time, love, respect, honor, and live and love life, that's where it's at. And because our world stays disconnected so much, it needs this change. And I think God said, here is an immediate 200-plus bands that are willing to play for this, to play for you, to come up and give honor to you, your son, the world, to give it to the world. And that's why I'm stepping up to the plate on getting it out there live stream and making it happen. You know what I mean? They want to give love, I'm going to give love back. And the more love they've given gives me the energy and strength to make it happen, to put it down, to make it, to, let's give life. That's the best I can say. Let's give life. Let's live and love life with one another. It don't matter who you are or where you come from. We're all God's children. We're all people on the earth. And it don't matter about anything else. You know what I mean? I mean, that's just it. We just need to get connected. Connect all age groups. Don't let the young people feel like they're left out. Let's get them connected, and their music is music too. Just like I was told my music isn't music back when I was a kid. Even now, their music, music too. Their music is absolute music too.
Yeah.
So even to all of them, every weekend, let's jam the Lamb Fam. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, seriously, I mean, that's it. I love you, and I appreciate your time also. It's important that the world gets the real thing happening. We can change it. All of us together can change it faster, brighter.
Yeah.
We're making a musical light that'll shine to the world. even if it's only for 1 month. But it might change the world for many months to come. And I pray I can do this again each year and we can just keep it happening until, you know, it's different. Make the world different. Put a little love in. When you hold the door for somebody, say, hey, thank you, you're welcome. I always say, God bless you and I love you. And they look at me strange, but I don't mind. It's just what it is. As a brother or sister in life, you may only meet somebody once or twice, but you know what? There's no harm in saying God bless you or just bless you or blessings to you. You don't have to know somebody to bless them. And you know what? Oh, God, it's deep. If somebody's being a little depressed or life's a little hard, just somebody saying, hey, I got you, I love you, bless you, might make their day better. And then we'd have a little less depression, a little less down people, a little more up people. And those that are willing to give love and get love, more love will be given to them too. You know what I mean? It's big.
Yeah.
It's a small thing. It's a giant thing. All these bands have done, come back at me with so much love. It's gigantic. I'm only a carpenter. It's gigantic. It's gigantic, the love they're giving me. And I'm leveling up to that. And I want to make sure that we all can give love to the rest of the world.
Well, music has been known to bring people together, and they even play it for people that are in comas. They play music. So,
I actually think if we played the right music, that the annotation of the vibrations of it could possibly cause somebody to be out of a coma. You know, just to start making the, I guess scientifically, neurosynapses. I call it the electricity is going back and forth across into the mind, right? To start invigorating. So that once you start invigorating it, then they come awake or they become aware.
Well, it actually has happened. One specific one that I know of, it was a while back when Roy Orbison was still alive. And there was
Roy Orbison.
It was this young man. He was in a coma, and he was in a coma for quite a while. And they always played Roy Orbison for him, different songs, and it woke him up. And he came out of his coma, and he remembered them playing Roy Orbison. So then, because of this, it was a big deal back then. They contacted Roy Orbison, and so they put it out there that Roy Orbison brought this guy out of his coma.
That's really cool.
I don't know if you remember hearing about that, but I remember that because I thought, well, that's
I remember Roy Orbison.
Really
cool. I didn't know about that part, but I remember Roy Orbison. When I was a kid, he was pretty famous. I mean,
yeah.
A lot of young people today would be like, Roy who?
Yeah.
You know, that's another thing I wanted to mention. I guess this had slipped my mind, but I wanted to mention this. There's an older gentleman. He lives here in Linesville. His name is Al Akins. He runs a little Bill's Mobile Home Service. He's retired now. But I don't know if you've ever heard of Al Akins. He's a country music legend. He played back in the day with John Prine and guys like that. He put his shoe leather down. He worked all his life in it. He didn't become as famous as some of them because when they started moving up, it sort of became like, you know how it is here with everybody trying to vie against each other and they're working against each other because I'm better, he's better, she's better. And truthfully, and so he's still a Country Music Hall of Famer and loves all kinds of music. And so he's here and he's alive. And I want to honor him on the stage as a man that pulled up his bootstraps, you know what I mean? And went from small speakeasy to small speakeasy, getting the job done. The advent of music. You know what I mean? It's not even back then. It wasn't called country music. It was music because there wasn't rock and roll. So he's the advent of rock and roll. He's the advent of all that because he actually did his job. He played with Minnie Pearl. He's played with some of the greats. His name was Al Akins, and he's probably not all that. I mean, it's funny. And you know how sometimes the older crowd just gets simply forgotten about. But he's a Country Music Hall of Famer. He's in the Hall of Fame for country music, which really should be Hall of Fame for music, period. He loves the stuff to this day. And I think I'd like to have him come up on stage and be honored at every weekend for his achievements, having set a they didn't call him indie artist back then. He wasn't an indie artist because there wasn't an indie word. It wasn't independent artist. It was simply a band and an artist. You know what I mean?
Right.
I guess he would have been the grandpa of the indie artist if that's what if there was something for a genre for him. You know what I mean? The grandpa of the indie artist industry. So
yeah,
that's pretty
why
cool.
Not?
Right? Yeah, he deserves it. I mean, he's mid-80s, maybe early 90s. Beautiful guy. So quiet and humble and decent. When he retired out of the music, he kept on doing a little bit. But he did a little thing here called Bill's Mobile Home Service here in Linesville. And he was a real simple guy. He would go around and help fix people's furnaces if they broke down, or he'd go around and help them fix their water lines or just small things, whatever. Kept himself busy and happy. I talked to him about it, so he's really cool with me at least getting him some recognition. Honor him while he's here, not after they're gone. Let's honor him while they're here.
You know what
I mean? I'm honoring my son because he's gone. I'd rather have been at every gig he played and honored him where he was played. Should have be there,
yeah.
You know? So in that same respect, I want to honor Uncle Al here. I think it's a great idea. Most people won't ever recognize the name because he's from back in the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he is a country music. He's a country music Hall of Famer. He's a legend in the things that he did during the late speakeasy days. I love him. My dad used to listen to him when I was a kid.
Yeah, I like a lot of the old time music because actually when I was growing up, my dad had nothing but old stuff. I mean, it was like from his time. And so to me, that was like, you know, way back in the dinosaur days for me. But so I got real used to hearing stuff from the 30s, 40s.
The legends.
Not so much the
50s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not so much the 50s for him, but I did listen to 50s music. And so when I got married, I married an older man because, you know, how men are. They're immature until they hit, like, 40, 45.
Oh, God, I'm probably immature till the day I die. I can't help that part. Hey, it's not even about age. It's about connecting.
Yeah, well, you can be young and be mature.
Yes, and you can be old and be immature. So it's not even about age. If you connect with somebody, if you connect with them, it's not their age. It's the spirit of life. The spark in the mind that connects to the other person, just whatever it is. It has nothing to do with age. It has all to do with heart, mind, body, and soul.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, a lot of people said, oh, well, you know how people do. They'll say, you shouldn't go out with an older man, or if it's a guy going out with an older woman, you shouldn't go out with an older woman. You know what? I'll do what I want. Who are you to stick your nose into my business? And I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think my wife is 16 or 17 years older than me, and we've been together for 26 good, wonderful years. And
I want to go on forever.
So that's life. Real.
There's
real.
There's a lot of people where they have a big difference in their ages that they stay together for a really, really long time, and ones that are closer in age together, they get divorced in a couple of years or less. I mean, so you can't really tell, but people used to say, well, and to him, well, you don't have anything in common. Well, first of all, you don't really know either one of us if you think we don't have anything in common, because he liked the oldies, and so did I.
And you know,
music.
Like,
and we go ahead.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have cut in. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
My wife and I, we are a little bit night and day and a little bit night and day. Like, I smoke cigarettes, bad habit. And I may have a beer here and there, but not that often, but I do have a beer here and there. And I'm honest with life. I even smoke a little green, but that's life. I don't care. My wife doesn't do any of those, but we both like to paint. She has a ceramic place, and that's where, you know, my campsites are on hipcamp.com. It's the Four Winds Pottery Barn. She's always been the Four Winds Pottery. And so I did that for kind of her 4 years ago, because we have a pottery barn. It hasn't been running for a couple of years because we were kind of slowing down. There was nothing going on. You know what I mean? And just a little bit here and there to keep it afloat. But, we do all types of ceramics, everything you can imagine. We have over 68,000 molds, from cups and plates and bowls to Indian figurines to chess sets to whatever it is. And because she had that, I started that hipcamp.com to get people to come and camp. And if they camp, maybe they would want to paint a ceramic. Maybe they'd want to sit around and learn something in the arts of painting or whatever. And then COVID happened. So when COVID happened, the only people that came camping were the deer, the fox, the squirrel, the crickets, the rabbits. I mean, the frogs croaking in the evening. And I love that, and I'm with that. So I'd actually forgotten about that. And then when all them bands hit me back up, I don't know, for this eclipse, I got hit with a hip camp has a new confirmed for you to come to that. And I'm like, oh, my God, I still have a hip camp that I'd forgotten about. So I wanted to put that up there. So if people are coming to the Lamb Fest, I got you. There's my neighbor, David Dygert, down the way, quiet, very stalwart man, very quiet, very stoic. Him and his wife are offering up a couple 150 acres of their hay fields to be able to, for camping for people to come to this. Another friend of mine, Arthur Servey, around the corner, he has a little more hard pack for guys that have to come in with some heavier stuff or motor coaches or trailers. He's given up 40 or 50 acres for that, plus has other acreage across the road for just people that want to camp at tents or whatever so we can get it situated. I don't know how big or small this is. I really don't. And if it's just the bands that come, we're still having the greatest times on the earth. But if everyone else wants to get out here, get connected, get real with life. I mean, let's keep it real. I'm here. I will shake hands with every single person that comes here. You know, those campsites are, I think I posted them for $20. That's what they've been for 4 years, and nobody camped, and now they're camping here for this eclipse, and it's beautiful. And so that's still open. I'm going to give that to the farmers that are to their land, so that when we're done, they can still, even with the fireplace, pits or whatever they got to do, they will be able to afford to retill the ground, fit it, and reseed it back to normal as if it had never happened. And if we do it again next year, they'll be happy for us to keep doing it and getting bigger and stronger in light to reach out to people. Music is a light. It is, you know, music's a light to people. Songs touch people's souls since the beginning of time, no matter who they are or what continent they come from, or what their ancestry was. All our ancestors somewhere had music. It's the one thing that connects everybody. And I think we can make change from that and change everybody. All these people that feel it's only about them, it isn't. But if it's in your time of need and I got it, call me. I got you. If I got it, I got you. So the world needs to know that all of us are out here, and if you really are in a need, instead of turning our backs to them, I got you. You need some bread and milk and eggs, I got you. That's all that matters. And you know, that's life. That's real life. The music's the one thing that connects it all. So this Lamb Fest is growing and it's gigantic. But I got to tell everybody, we got you. Come and enjoy. You know what I mean? That's it. That's all I can really tell out there. It's real. It's real. I'm as real as I can say it. And I know it don't come with a fanfare and trumpets and horns and violins going. It's not all that. It's about getting connected. And I really do appreciate you giving me a minute to just say how I feel and get it out there and see what they think, you know? They got to be connected. What? If they want to be connected, they will. Sorry for coughing.
Oh, that's okay. I had to clear my throat earlier, so, you know, I got bad allergies, so I understand, believe me. So
yeah,
I just wanted to ask.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. All I was going to say, now Jason talked about this, but, you know, you can just say it again, about the camping as far as people that are going to the festival for whatever reason, will they have camping area available?
Yes, there will be camping available for as many as come. I will have it figured out. We're up to almost 1,000 acres that the neighborhood would be willing around us from different farmers and people for camping for everyone. And I'm sure once we get more of the neighborhood people on board, we'll have more camping. There is camping over at Pymatuming Lake. I mean, it's a DCNR. They fish and game run it and stuff, but there's camping over there. There's our Crystal Springs campground over here. There's, what's that one over on, we got Crystal Springs, and Cliff's sitting here with me, but we both have a stump. But if they look up in this area, they will find quite a few camping places if they don't want to camp at here, anywhere near here. If they don't find any, there will be some ticket booths or whatever there. And if they just ask somebody there, I will make sure that I have somebody take care of it for them. We have them. We got you. All I can say is if you want to camp and you haven't found it, we got you. We got you.
Well, that's nice.
You know what I mean? That's what's important.
Yeah. Well, I know people come. Go ahead.
If they get here and they hadn't figured it out prior to that, we'll get you. We'll get you covered. We'll get you a place. We got you. We got them all. It's about living it. If I have to, we can stack them in my front yard and they can live right in my house and stack as high as we need to. Hey. I come from a big family. It's all right. You know what I mean? Hey, just keep it like there it is. It's all right because I do come from a large family. I'm the seventh child of my father. I'm the seventh son. There were seven of us. And God rest his soul. He was a great man. He tried to teach me a little bit about music. He worked all his life just to take care of us. But he did. He gave us guitars when we were young and pianos and things for us to play with. And back then, that was before we had, you know, a lot of internet. We had Pong, Atari, you know. That was all new to me when I was a kid. And that was great stuff. I mean, that has come a long ways. I mean, now it's Sony this and PlayStation that and Xbox 2s or 3s. I mean, it's come a long ways. And you know, I'm astounded. We're able to reach out to the world, and the internet has a lot of good for it. A lot. There is bad, and it's a yin and yang world. We all work. Nobody's perfect, so we can't ever look for that or expect it. So if I make a mistake and have flaws, forgive me because I'm not looking at yours. So whatever your flaws are, I don't see them. We're good. Hey, that's real.
Yeah. Well, the internet is mostly good. Of course, there's bad.
It's absolutely.
There's bad stuff.
There's
everywhere.
There's bad stuff in life. It's in life. There's nothing we can do with that except love the part that's good and build upon it. That's
exactly.
It.
Well, when
there's
I was
no
a
such
kid,
thing as perfect.
When I was a kid, you couldn't talk to somebody on the other side of the world, except for on a because back then we didn't even call them landline because that's all there was.
Right.
So we just called them a phone.
Yeah, and we had party lines. If you picked up the phone, and somebody else was talking on the other side, you said, "I'm sorry, I'll use it in a couple minutes," and you'd wait a few minutes, and if they weren't on it, then you could use it next. And that way, it didn't interfere with the, you know, because they were just your neighbors. They were party lines.
I know, and there are some places that still have party lines. And one of the reasons why I know this is because my brother has a party line, because he's a, I don't necessarily like to say this on the air, but nobody really knows who he is except for my family, so I can say it.
Yeah.
He's a little bit of a cheapskate. He worries about, like, every little penny, even though he doesn't need to.
Yep.
And so he got the party line instead of getting a private line, so I know they still got him.
And you want to know the truth? Back then, a man and a woman, anybody, they had to be careful with every penny. Life was, I mean, it was a lot less expensive than it is now, but I remember making less than $2 an hour, and I was pretty stoked.
Well, yeah. But, you know, I'm talking about nowadays
it's even more because of inflation and things. And even if you had a small nest egg and you're a little bit comfortable, because of the nature of $3.50 a gas, $4 something a gallon for milk to give your kids cereal, you got to watch your pennies. I was told by an old man when I was young. And that's how I'm a carpenter. I never made great and famous. For me to buy this farm, I was told when I was a very young man by an older grandpa. It wasn't my grandpa, but might as well have been, because everybody was grandpas to me when they were older. And he said to me, "Listen to me, boy. You watch your pennies, and your dollars will take care of themselves." And what he meant by that was, watch where you spend the money you're spending, your pennies. Watch where you spend your pennies, and your dollars will start adding up. So if you carefully don't frivolously just spend and do it carefully, and, you know, you will have built yourself up a small nesting or a nest egg to have a little comfort when you get older. And
well,
it holds
yeah,
true today.
That's true.
It holds true 100 years ago. It holds true today. Going to hold true 100 years from now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the reason why I specifically brought up the party line phone is because it's not necessary to have that anymore, and it's
safe.
And speaking of him specifically, and this is one reason
why... In today's day and age, a party line is pretty unnecessary.
Yeah, it is. And especially since it's only like, you know, a couple of dollars more a month to get the private line. But the thing
You know what I'm very surprised about? That they even have a party line anymore. Wow.
Yeah, well, they still do. And a few years ago, he was trying to call out because he knew something was wrong, and so he was trying to call out, and the people wouldn't get off the line. And so he couldn't call out, and he had had a stroke. And at that time, he didn't have a cell phone or anything because he didn't want to put the money out for that either. And so he ended up happening was I decided, well, he's got a few siblings besides myself, and so we decided, well, we better try to get a hold of him. So, and nobody could get a hold of him. None of us could. And so I called his local police, and they went to do a check, and they found him just wandering around the house because he had had a stroke, and he didn't know what was going on. He didn't know where he was, and he was taken to the hospital. And that's when they found out he had a stroke. Now, if he had had a private line, he would have been able to call out.
Yeah, or if he'd had a buzzer. I don't know what they call them, a helpline. And they should offer them to free for every elderly or people that are in need. And not everybody's old and has issues. And so they should have at minimum had one of those. And they have them. And, when you're old school like that, when you're real true old school, you don't think about those things. You think about, you know what, I don't need these extra things. I just need to live a simple life. And I commend him for that. And that's pretty strong. That's a strong person inside to be that way. But in this essence and in all essences, there should have been a quick buzzer helpline that you like on your. They have them for heart victims, whatever. Where you have it right here and you just press it, and somebody's on the rescue. Somebody's coming. And strokes are very dangerous. The longer you sustain that without the right medicine, the more damaging it is. And I'm thanking God that you actually reached out. And, you know, a lot of people think police are bad or the police or whatever they say in different groups. The truth is they're here to protect me and you and everybody else. They have a tough job. They do what they got to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That person, the policeman all over the world, let's say somebody just goes crazy and wants to do something or whatever. They're the front line. They're going to stand in front of my grandmother and my children, just like they're going to stand in front of other people's children. So whether the next generation feels like, oh, we don't like the police or whatever, and I know the police do some hard line, you know, and they have to a little bit. But there's police groups and places that do connect with these young people and other people and try to bring them around, right? We have to be inclusive, and I think they're understanding it too, the police also. And they really, truly are. They took an oath to protect and serve. And so I'm glad that when you called them, they went right over there. They want to find out what's happening. Is everything safe? You know what I mean? So that's really badass on their part. It really is. And a lot of people don't see it that way, but that's pretty badass that they went out of their way. They went there, they got there, they checked on him. You probably saved his life by calling them, and they saved his life by going there to help with what you needed help with. So that's pretty cool. That's badass. Hats off to the men in blue. You know what I mean? Hats off to the men in blue.
Yeah, like I've said to many people that want to complain about the police, that I'm not saying they're all good. Of course not. I remind them that there are good and bad people. And police or not, they're just people. And there's good and bad, and every profession has somebody who's good at their job and somebody who isn't.
And I don't think there's that many of them that are bad. When they decided to take that on as a profession, they knew that they would have to maybe stand in front of somebody shooting at school children or people in a mall or any kind of dumb thing, two druggy deals that went wrong or whatever stupid shit. But they knew when they signed up to do that job that they had to have the heart to jump in there and stand in front of me and you and everybody else that's just doing their day that isn't expecting that to happen. And they're willing to put their lives on the line for your grandchildren and mine, your grandmother and mine, your mom and dad and mine, and us, because I'm also a dad and grandpa. So the men in blue, my hat's off to them, good or ill. Every one of them signed up to be good, whether life has been hard on them or whatever happened to make it not so good. Just remember that none of us are perfect. Nobody. So give credit where credit's due.
Did you ever see the movie Fallen with Denzel Washington?
I have not. I haven't had a whole lot of time for movies because when I bought this farm, I had to work. Well, I didn't have to. But to make it work out and make my payments happen and keep it afloat, or at least just keep it where I can have it for when I retire, I have always worked 16 hours a day, 7 days a week for the last 40 years of my life.
Well,
I didn't take much time for TV. I took time to make ends meet, to take care of the fact that I wanted to have a retirement. And then because of my son, here I started doing pig roast and throwing it for people to come and get some love and light. And this year, for a godsend reason, all them bands said, "We got you." And all I could say is, old school, right? I'll pencil you in. And I was in tears. And I would never say no to none of them. Not in any way would I ever say no to anybody that wants to bring some music and give a little love to the world. Wow, I would never. And so here's the Lamb Fest growing as fast as it can. 600 and what, I forget my number that I last looked at a few days ago. 650 some acts is what I counted. 657 acts or something. All 4 weekends, it's still growing. So it's a crazy minute in life. And here it is. And so I hope that we change even one person in this world. We won. If we change 10,000 people in this world, we really won. But even if we only change one to learn to give a little love, get a little love, there's no such thing as true evil on this earth. There isn't. You want to know why there's no true evil on this earth? You want to know why there isn't such a thing?
I don't believe that, but go ahead and say what you think.
even the most closed-minded, stingy, Scrooge, whatever you want to call it, person that would be considered whatever is evil, will not give bad food to their own children. So they love. They've just been cut off from loving bigger. And all we need to do is put fertilizer on that ground, and they will learn to love more. And a lot of people learn distrust and not to have faith or trust in anybody else. But even they won't give bad food to their grandchildren. So there is no such thing.
Yeah, there is.
It's just,
my dad used to try to poison us. So I know that there are plenty of people out there that try to feed their kids.
Well, you know,
that
is something that isn't normal for humans to not love their children.
I know it's not normal, but it does happen.
That's pretty sad, and I feel for you. That is a nightmare. And I pray that never happens to anybody. He didn't start out doing that. When they birthed you, they were blessed, and you were blessed. And I don't know what happened to change that or whatever, but it didn't start out that way. There's no parent that can't love their children.
Well, I know better, but most do, but I know that there are ones that don't care, and they were always bad, and my dad was one of those. He was never a good person, and
when he died, I wasn't happy that
he died.
Right. Can I hang on for
happy.
One? Jack?
Yeah.
I
got
to say
Go
one
ahead.
Thing, Jack. Thank you for helping me today, bud.
Welcome,
I love you, man. I love you, I know you
got
to work tomorrow. Yeah. I love you. Thank you again.
I made $25 for digging fire pits.
Oh, that's cool. Somebody throwed some love at you, Baba.
They gave me $5, and then this one dude gave me $20.
That's cool, dude. You gave some love. You got a little love. He was building fire pits for the people that didn't have it or how to do it for this support. And I got to tell you something crazy. The people he's doing it for just threw him like $25 from a little bit here or there for him helping. I love you, Jack. Say hi to Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
I love. Oh, he's trying to give me a hug. I'm sorry. I gotta get a hug. Sorry. I love you. Thank you, Bubba. No, you're good. But yeah, I have some other campers coming right now. So I have to get it. I have to get ready to get situated with them.
Yeah, I
can
close out the show now.
Hey, it's always important. I love you, Jack. Hit me up tomorrow, buddy. And thank you again. Jason, where's he at?
He's in the bathroom.
Oh, he's riding with you. Cool. All right. I love you guys. I'll see you in a minute, Cliff. I'm back. Hop on the other side, Chris. I'm sorry.
Well,
with
if
all
you
these
need
camper
to go...
books. No, I just want to touch bases.
Go ahead.
I'm glad that we were able to do something and get it out there. You know what I mean? And thank you again.
Yeah.
I really do. I absolutely appreciate it. I absolutely do.
Well, thank you for coming on. We don't have to close out the show now. It's just that you were saying that you had something you needed to do. And there's only 4 minutes left. So I'll leave it up to you.
Yeah.
We can close out now or we can go the whole four minutes.
I guess we could close the 4 minutes with, hey, I love everybody. You know what I mean? Come do some groundbreaking, earth-quaking, music-making great times. Come out and get connected with the music, life, light. You know what I mean? I'll make sure that there's firewood available for everybody, whatever it takes. Let's just have a good time. You know what I mean?
Tell everybody once again how they can fill out the form so that they can try to be in the festival.
Yes. To join as a participant, go to LakelandAreaMusic.com. And it has for the participants, for bands or help in any other ways, and vendors, for food vendors, for craft vendors. There's also ticket sales on there. You just have to hit the one that says ticket. It's all in the upper right-hand corner. One of my very good friends, Ian, helped put that together for me. He's my good friend, and I met him just since I started. When I reached out for the bands, there's a few older gentlemen and ladies that reached out and said to me, hey, we can help you get some organizational going with this because we realize that you're probably, after they got to talk to me, they realized that I'm not some promoter. I'm not some giant venue guy. I'm not trying to do it because I do this giant venue or whatever it is. I do life. I'm a carpenter. So, yeah, man, please have everyone check us out, right? LakelandAreaMusic.com. If you want to do vending or food vending or sign up as a band, we're still growing. So there's growing pains in this. It's a lot different. Even all the bands say it's a lot different than doing a normal venue place. Well, I'm a carpenter, so it's not like all the normal vending places. You know what I mean? But it's going to be beautiful. And they all put their heart in it. I hope you come. It's going to be wonderful just to chill for a minute and talk, like actually relax and listen to some music. That's big. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and there's also a Facebook page for anybody that's listening, so you can check that out as well.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. See, thank you, because there is the Lakeland Area Music Festival group, and there's a couple of chats that the bands are chatting and different people, and pretty much all bands are sorting out things and connecting, and the technical people for sound have been reaching out a little bit. I sure appreciate all of them because it's coming fast. July isn't that far away. And with so many things to do, I have absolutely appreciated all these people and what they do in music. Every one of them, from the sound, set, music, lighting, all the bands, the people behind that, people like you trying to promote music and getting people to realize that it's really a big part of life. You know what I mean? It really is. So, it's much appreciated at many, many levels. It's incredible. And come join the Lamb Fam. If you come, you're family to me.
Aw, that's sweet. I don't know about me getting there.
Your family is not always who you're born to. It's some of your best friends that became your family for life. Well,
that's
I don't mind.
Very true.
Yep, and I don't mind being a friend to them all. So I'll give a hug and a handshake to everyone that comes. That's just the truth in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I hate to cut you off there. But
oh no!
Only
God bless you.
And
I thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you all. Peace and prosperity to everyone.
Thank you for coming on the show. Okay,
Thank you for having me. God bless you. You too. Good night.
Okay, good night.
Good night.